morning, my fellow Americans. All those that love God and liberty listening in around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from Indiana, USA once again. And hopefully in the next week, it'll be someplace else. We'll be on the road again. Praise God. Hallelujah. God willing. Well, folks, hope you're having a good night tonight. I think it's Tuesday anyway, isn't it? I've had a very, very busy couple days. I'm kind of losing track of time. Hopefully it's the 17th, and I think it is up here. Yeah, I think it is. By the way, this is the starting 17th of January was the start of the first Gulf War in 1991. Very interesting, isn't it, folks? I have a wife here that is one of 15,000 who didn't die. The other 15,000 died, and many others who served in the first Gulf War are very, very ill. My wife is somewhat ill, having the Gulf War sickness from her service in the Gulf War. But tonight is the night in 1991, 17th of January, that the first Gulf War started. And we're still over there making our brothers and sisters die and become horribly maimed and disabled and poisoned by the same anthrax vaccines and experimental drugs and depleted uranium that over 14,000, close to 15,000, I guess now, have perished from the first Gulf War. And praise the Lord, every day my bride, Angela, didn't die. But she's ill. She's sick. And, of course, as most of you know, has just been through a bout of cancer. We hope that's all gone. And had to reschedule her doctor's appointment for Thursday, I think it is. I think it's Thursday. You couldn't make it today to the doctors. And so we don't know anything more if the doctor's going to release her or not, but we should know on Thursday. Or is it Friday? I'll have to check with her. I'll let you know. But anyway, good to be back with you tonight, folks. And we want to continue on just a few minutes anyway with what we were talking about last night. I just ran out of time, and then we'll get on to other things that are going on. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and continuing on for just a few minutes tonight, I want to finish up what I didn't have a chance to tell you about last night. We talked about the sad situation for American blacks, our fellow countrymen, and their leaders being communist, you know, and anti-Americans, and a whole bunch of other things, matter of fact. This really is terrible. It's terrible because the black people that I've known my whole life, that I grew up with in Washington, D.C. as a child, the black families there, and the black families I served as a police officer for all my career in South Phoenix, the high crime area of South Phoenix, many of these families are loving, loving people who love their children. And they don't want their children to grow up in the ghettos. They don't want their children on dope. They don't want their children in gangs. They don't want them committing crimes. And they don't want them going to prison. And I've sat many, many hours with black families there in South Phoenix, where I worked my whole police career, and had them cry over the fact that they didn't know how to get their children out of the ghettos because they didn't have any money. And it really worked on me as a cop. And then I would go to my white friends, and they'd say things like, all those blacks, they're all drug runners, and they're all criminals, and they're rapists, and they do this and that, you know. And, of course, as I've said before, all blanket statements are usually wrong. You know, when you say all Jews are this, or all whiteys, all whites, and I've had blacks say all whites are this way or that way or racist and so forth. It's always wrong. And last night we talked quite a bit about the program of the internationalists to destroy the black families and to turn them against the whites and to cause racial hatred between the whites and the blacks and divide our country that way. The internationalists love division. They love dividing up nations and people so that they can easier be conquered. And so I just remember reading to you about Dr. Henry McCowell and his statement about Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks last night. We got that far. And I told you about my experience when I grew up in Washington, D.C. Blacks, I didn't know any families of blacks that had dysfunctional families. Every parent, every family had two parents in it, of my friends. Most all black children could read very well. And, of course, today it's 35-40%. 50% of American children in general, even white and Latino and black children, graduate from high school today and they can't read. Over 50% can't read. So something's going on here, folks. But in the black community, where I grew up, they were very spiritual. Southern Baptists, all of them. And, of course, the internationalists decided that they would take – they're always attacking Christianity, of course – And they're always trying to take people away from Christ. And they decided a long time ago that they would take the American Indian who had been Christianized by missionaries, take the American Indians back into their roots and back into their pagan gods and practicing shamanism, worshiping spirit gods and everything, and do the same with the blacks through programs like Roots on television, the movie here years ago, convincing the blacks they ought to go back to their roots and practice worshiping pagan gods and those type of things. And then they came along with Kwanzaa, as we mentioned, too, that was set up by a convict, black convict, who was a woman, violent woman assaulter and a convict. He came up with this thing, Kwanzaa, to take the blacks away from Christians and Christmas. Okay, and so there has been a plan. And I read you the quote by one of the top communists in Britain, and I'm looking at the Congressional Record right here, where this quote came from. A man named Israel Cohen, remember I told you, in 1912, one of the leading communists in England, wrote a book called The Racial Program for the 20th Century, and we read the most horrendous quote in his book that was read into the Congressional Record, and I'm looking at it right here. It's Congressional Record, 1957, page 8559. I've got the actual copy of the Congressional Record here. And we showed you how there was a plan to destroy the white minority and turn them. Let me just share it with you again here, okay? Because that'd be the quickest thing to explain it to you, and then we'll go on and we'll get through with this. Here's Israel Cohen, the head leading communist in England, one of the leading communists, in his book, The Racial Program for the 20th Century, wrote in 1912, and I'm reading right from the Congressional Record, folks. He says, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the black races, the dark races," he says, "that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to install in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin the process which will deliver America to our cause." I can tell you, folks, this is unadulterated Luciferian evil. I mean, this shows you how evil these internationalists are that created communism, okay? Communism didn't even exist until these international crime families, like the Bush crime family and others before them, created communism to cause division in the world, to give America its first enemy. America didn't have an enemy until the communist Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, I think it was, in Russia, when they went in and killed the Christian Tsar and his Christian family, children, and slaughtered in the next few years over 60 million Christians there in Russia to install the communist movement, the Bolshevik communist movement. And here's just a quote from one of their works about how they're going to go into the black families who until that time, up until, well, 1944 is when I was born, and I grew up with wonderful black families there in Washington, D.C. No problem. You know, we didn't hate each other because the government, the internationalists, hadn't convinced us that we should hate each other yet. And then that came along later. Okay, we didn't hate the blacks. They went to church and every week just like we went to church. They loved the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And they love their families. So, anyway, let me go on and finish this up. I just missed a couple points that I wanted to share with you. I want to take you to Margaret Sanger, who is the she's the one that started Planned Parenthood. She's also a communist devotee to theosophy and a follower of Lucifer. Now, she's dead and gone to be with her god, Lucifer, now. But she founded Planned Parenthood for the communists. And here's some of the things she had to say, just to show you that there is plans to destroy the black families in America. And this is these international crime syndicate leaders like Margaret Sanger. She said in 1939, her Negro program, she called it her Negro program, a program designed to eliminate what she called the inferior races. She justified her position because, and I quote, the masses of Negroes breed carelessly and disastrously, with the result of increase among Negroes, that portion of the populace that is least intelligent and fit, unquote. In addition, she said, there is a need to eliminate, for the elimination of human weeds, for the sterilization of genetically inferior races. And that is going on, folks, in third world nations right now. They're sterilizing the women, the black women, without their knowledge. They give them shots and give them viruses in the shots and everything, and sterilizing them. And in her book, Margaret Sanger's book, The Pivot of Civilization, in 1920, she said about the communist infiltration of the black Christian churches, she said this: the most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We do not want a word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the Negro minister is a man that can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs. That is, if it occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Now, what did we have in the 60s, folks? The 50s and 60s, we had black ministers schooled in the communist USA organization, like Martin Luther King and others that were hardcore communists that became the heroes and the religious leaders of the good black people at that time. Very, very sad. We'll be back in just a minute and we'll finish this up. Stay tuned to more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
I think that about does it. Just looking here, I looked up Kwanzaa, a racist holiday from hell, it's called, by Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, a good Christian black reverend who doesn't agree with being a communist preacher, Christian preacher, because Jesse Lee Peterson knows you can't be a communist and a Christian preacher anyway, because communists believe in atheism. And a lot of their doctrines show that they hate God and they hate Jesus Christ. So anyway, he's got an article here about Kwanzaa, racist holiday from hell, he calls it. And the guy I was trying to think of his name of is Ron Parenga, born Ron Everett, in a poultry farm in Maryland. Everett invented Kwanzaa in 1966 based on an African harvest festival. And celebrating the first Kwanzaa with his family and friends. And this guy's a case, man, I'm telling you. He's a case. He went to prison. He was beating up women and just did some horrible things. And I won't go over this with you here. But anyway. And so, folks, what we have today, and then we'll throw in the bringing in of hundreds and hundreds of tons of opium out of Southeast Asia. The Bush crime family was involved in that, Bush Senior, in the 60s. And through the CIA, they were filling the body cavities of yours and my fellow Americans who died in the Vietnam War, cleaning out the body cavities and packing heroin in the body cavities of our brothers and sisters that came back dead from Vietnam. And then the CIA was bringing in drugs by plane, too, and every other way they could bring it back, military transports to the United States and all. And that's well, well documented, folks. And the thing is that they chose the black families to instill in the children, to reach the children when they were away from the home, and get them to using heroin, and to start the crime escalating among the black community. Because children, we learned in law enforcement, and it's a fact, you probably already know this, that when you get a heroin habit going, it takes $200 a day to feed your heroin habit. And if you're a little black kid, and you don't have $200 a day, you got to get it. You got to find it somewhere. So you begin to do burglaries, break into cars, break into people's homes, and to rob people and so forth, because you're blinked out on heroin and you don't have common sense, and you're gonna get that $200 a day. And the way you do it is you steal $2,000 a day of property, take it to your local fence, the one that buys it from you, and he'll give you 10% on the dollar. So calculate you need $200 a day. You got to steal $2,000 every single day to feed your $200 a day habit. And so the government, these internationalists that have controlled our government for decades and decades, knew that if they put this heroin in the veins of little black children, they would soon be out there committing horrendous crimes and would further not only put the fear of God in whites, the majority, in, but they would cause the whites to hate the blacks, and the blacks begin to hate the whites and divide our country up so it's more easily to conquer. And also the fear factor they found of high crime areas allowed the people to, or let's say, cause the people mentally to say yes to their government in taking away their constitutionally protected rights so that they could solve the drug and crime problem. You understand what I'm saying? This worked magically for the international criminal elite, like the Bush crime family. Father Bush was very much a part when he was head of the CIA and bringing the drugs into America and feeding it into the veins of little Latino and black children to cause the crime problem, to get the American whites in such fear, just like doing terrorism right now puts the whites in fear and the people of America in fear, to where they will acquiesce to giving up their freedoms, their constitutionally protected rights, inalienable rights given to them by God, so that the government can solve the crime and drug problem. And today they call it the terrorism problem. So you see how it all worked against the black families, folks. And they had no knowledge of this. They had no knowledge of what was going on. The black families just saw their children going into drugs and saw their children going into crime. And then 35% of black children today, under the age of 24, 35% spend time in prison today. But I just want to remind you folks that when you have a tendency to cry out that all blacks are this and all blacks are that, remember, feel and praise God that you weren't chosen and the white children were not chosen to be decimated by these international crime families that control our governments, instead of the black community. And feel sorry and pray for the black moms and dads out there that have to raise their children in a community that is beset by government agents selling drugs to their children and causing the destruction of the black family. Okay, that's it. We're going to take a break here and we'll be back. And we've got Rita and we've got... I forget who's in Pennsylvania, but we got somebody else on the line from Pennsylvania. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back. I'm my old retired cop, Jack McLam, here, and we're going to go to Rita in Texas and then Roger in Pennsylvania. Rita, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Officer McLam, I wanted to ask you, and I'm going to tie this in with what you were discussing.
Yes.
Are you aware that the United States Supreme Court has deemed legal the Oregon law on euthanasia?
I'd heard something about that, but haven't followed up on it.
Well, within the last, a little over an hour ago, I saw it on the Internet. And
Yes, I'd heard something about that, I did not hear where it was, but it's Oregon. Is that right?
It is Oregon.
Okay.
And from what I understand, the definition of euthanasia is a mercy killing of those that are sick.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about drugs.
Yeah.
The medical profession deems alcohol and drug abuse a disease.
Yes, true.
Okay, and then you have the mentally ill. That's a disease.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, Officer McLean, I really don't see any hope for our country. I think we are already spiritually and mentally in the same place as Nazi Germany. And I firmly believe that as soon as these people are conditioned to accept so-called euthanasia for the so-called elderly sick, because I think that's how, the what they would call the those who can't recover, then you'll go from voluntary euthanasia to involuntary euthanasia.
I have no doubt, Rita, you're not correct, because that is exactly what they want to do. They want to have you put these type of decisions in the hands of those that are much more intelligent than us, and that's the high and lifted up government officials out there.
Well, Officer McLean,
right.
Go ahead.
No, that's right. You're correct. They're heading that direction.
Well, they're already in that direction, Officer McLean. And, the thing about it is there's going to have to be a point where people are going to have to support what is right. And this has become really a life or death situation with each individual. Like, for example, you've been sharing about your wife being very, very ill. The way the court system is, even a court order for so-called execution of the sick can be issued. The Terry Schiavo situation is very similar in that regard. And as far as I'm concerned, this so-called war on Iran, anything outside this country, I think it's just a red herring. And I think the American people need to really seriously look at not the international bankers, not the international crime families, but the criminals that are in our own country, and some of them are on our Supreme Court of the United States.
Absolutely.
And I am of the belief, I believe in the death penalty. So does the Supreme Court. And I personally do not see this thing being done in a non-peaceful way. I'm a little bit younger than you are, Officer McLam. And when I read just recently that the Supreme Court has done this, the innermost thought that I had within myself is my life is in danger.
Yes.
Because I'm getting older. And I personally, you know, I say bring on the armed resistance. Bring it on and do it like Lexington and Concord, because that was the only effective way that our country got free of the tyranny of Britain and established the United States of America. We are beyond the pale, Officer McLam. This is beyond discussion. This is just, I mean, euthanasia is nothing but the execution of the innocent, but it actually started with abortion. And so we are no different than the Nazis, and to say that I don't even know what it is to be an American. Right now, America, as far as I hear the word, is spelt with a K, you know, instead of with a C.
Yes.
For Christian. So I
bring up very good points, Rita, and I can't argue with you on any of those because you're accurate. And it is true that the Founding Fathers gave us those three boxes to save us from tyranny in government. The one was the jury box, the voting box, and then the bullet box, the cartridge box. And we've been working, I've been working 25 years as a volunteer, and many out there have been working much longer to try to turn this thing around through education to where we don't have to grab for the cartridge box. But sometimes I get down too, and there are times when I've thought, hey, we're truly losing this thing, but praise God, sister, today I can tell you that we're hearing from more and more people that are getting active and getting out there and educating their countrymen and their relatives and everybody, and is joining us to try to do this nonviolently in a redress of our grievances. But I certainly don't know, as our other brothers and sisters in law enforcement and the military don't know, if we're not going to have to go to the bullet box, cartridge box, to take care of these evil, treasonous, you know, I don't know, I don't want to say what I'd like to say about them, but these leaders of ours that are internationalist, leading us into this Antichrist system, I don't know that we won't have to go and to the ultimate, which none of us want to think about. It makes me cringe as a police officer and soldier to think that our best Americans, patriots, will be perhaps shooting at and being shot at by our police officers and soldiers. It breaks my heart, but it could come to that.
Well, ignorance of the laws of no defense, every one of those individuals have a responsibility to uphold the United States Constitution. And, you know, anytime I hear somebody say support the troops, I'm thinking, you Nazi. You know, it's support the United States Constitution.
Yes.
But, you know, this thing about euthanasia, I mean, what a wonderful way to diminish Social Security. Kill off the elderly.
What a
wonderful way, you know, to get rid of the poor people who can't afford, or even the working people who can't afford medical insurance. You know, those insurance companies, I'm sure, are just going to love that euthanasia permission. And it was a Dred Scott decision that brought about the Civil War, and I imagine this decision the Supreme Court came about is going to bring on another war, and I don't know, but I hope to see whether or not in this life or in the next life, I hope to see some hanging as far as some Supreme Court justices are concerned.
Well, I was just reading the other day, Rita, that now we're going to have, with this Alito criminal, put in there on the Supreme Court, we're going to have nine criminals still in those black dresses, but four will be Catholics, and the rest will be Jews. And so what is this about the Jews and the Catholics? You know that Hollywood, too, if you notice, the Jewish-controlled Hollywood, the Zionist-controlled Hollywood, I should say, anytime nowadays they show anything to do with religion, they use Catholics in the movies, where years ago, the John Wayne movies and everything, they used Baptist ministers and Lutheran ministers, and you wouldn't see a Catholic anywhere. And now today, the Jews have put their arms around the Catholic religion, and the internationalists are promoting Catholic lawyers, scumbag lawyers, up to be Supreme Court justices, and Jewish lawyers to be Supreme Court justices. So this is very interesting what's going on.
Well, Officer McGlam, there's a book that is called Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Panay. And I've been kind of fascinated by that by that viewpoint, and I've been investigating that myself. And the Catholic Church has been infiltrated by the Jews. That book exposes how they have infiltrated the clergy for centuries. So when I hear the term Catholic, there's two types of Catholics. Like, for example, if you use the word Christian, you're going to think about Catholics, Methodists, Presbyterians, anyone who believes in Christ. Even Catholics believe in Christ.
Right.
But there has been such an infiltration of even the Catholic Church that I'm beginning to think one is spelt with a K for kosher, and the other one is spelt with a C for Christian. So that's where I make the differentiation, because Jesus said, you know, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. You shall know them by their fruit. And I would recommend that book for you to read, because I think that you'll
very
be able to... I think you'll see that there is an infiltration already. I personally believe Benedict the 16th is Jewish.
I believe that the last pope was Jewish himself.
I don't disagree with you.
I believe he was a Jew.
And I kind of wonder about Pius the 12th, because after reading Plot Against the Church, Pius the 12th apparently was involved in trying to protect the Jews who were messing up all of Europe. And that book, Plot Against the Church, helped me to see history a little bit differently.
And what's the name of it again?
Plot Against the Church. Written by Maurice Panay, P-I-N-A-Y, and you can get it at Omni Christian Book Club.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
God bless you.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm studying that myself, my dear, so thank you, Rita,
you're welcome,
for that tip. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's very interesting, folks. We do know that the hierarchy of the Baptist Church, the hierarchy of the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, and you name it, Assemblies of God Church, the Mormon Church, the Catholic Church, the hierarchies are all these globalists, internationalists that are bringing us together under this Antichrist world government system. And we have the proof of that, all the proof you need of that statement. And you look at the history of some of these organizations, and you can see where they came from and where they're taking us today is into this ecumenical world government system, one world religion, which Lucifer loves more than the one world monetary system, the one world educational system, one world political system. He absolutely loves the one world religion more than anything else. And so all of our national and international churches and synagogues and all these organizations are taking us in to this Antichrist world government system. So, but it is interesting. I've watched cowboy movies for years and years. I love cowboy movies. I'm just so upset, as I hope you're upset, about this latest cowboy movie that's won all the awards in Hollywood. Of course, Hollywood is corrupting, doing their very, very best to homosexualize America. And this is this Hollywood expose last night explains or certainly proves and exposes its corrupt agenda for America with the awards given out last night to all the homosexual movies out there and transsexual movies. But it's interesting, I've noticed over all these years when I used to watch Hopalong Cassidy and I used to watch John Wayne and, you know, the guys I'm talking about growing up, and they always had a Christian shown as a Christian church, not a Catholic church. If they ever showed Mexicans down in Mexico, banditos or anything, they'd show the Catholic church. But always in the movies, the Hollywood Ashkenazi Gentiles that call themselves Jews always use Christian ministers of the Protestant faith. And today, it's always the good guys are the Catholic priests. And it's just a little thing to put in your brain there and have you run it around and figure out why it is that the Catholic Church is so much in favor of the Ashkenazi Zionist communist Gentiles calling themselves Jews that run Hollywood, okay? Why have they chosen the Catholic hierarchy to put up as the only Christians and the best Christians on the face of the earth in all their movies and on television. Interesting, isn't it, folks? I don't know why, but I just throw it out there, and Rita has sent me to go get a certain book, and I'll try to do that when I get the opportunity to. I don't have any money to spend on books right now. But let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Brother Roger, welcome to the program.
Yes, thanks, Officer Jack. And I don't think there's any room in the Christian lexicon for long-term pessimism. But things may indeed get bloody. I sure hope not. I'm trying to forestall that, as you are.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it may get very bloody before they get better. And on that score, anything we can do to build up a reservoir of harmony between well-intentioned blacks and whites is all that much to the better. And, you know, while the folks like myself as well are here engaging in high-quality Martin Luther King bashing, if there's any white folks think they have reason to feel smug, or any black folks think we do, or that we think blacks are stupid or something, that's not at all the case. If we were, we might just shut up and leave people to their ignorance. But any reason to feel smug, I just need to remind that it's basically the whites that are taken in by their own international socialist slash communist, like Eisenhower or a fraudulent deficit Roosevelt or George Bush.
Or George Bush.
Now, I was hoping you had a balanced thing on maybe this week sometime. I had a question or two I've been saving up for years to answer a few race-related questions. You know, he's the author of It's Very Simple, The True Story of Civil Rights. And I also have a very hard-to-find copy of a book called Collectivism in the Churches by Edgar C. Bundy. Excellent book. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No, I haven't. And also, I didn't know that Stang had written anything on that issue. Interesting. Yeah, I'd like to see a copy of that myself. What did you call that he published?
Oh, it's Very Simple, The True Story of Civil Rights.
It's Very Simple. Okay.
Yeah, and on that score then, so no reason to feel smug, folks. We're just trying to build up that reservoir, and I mean, I need to be relieved of a few ignorances myself. That's why when you have Alan Stang on. Now, I'm reminded of a line from classic literature. It addresses what could be a valid question sometimes raised by blacks or American Indians, which you mentioned, any other group which has had a rough time from whitey under the same constitution, expressed something like, well, that constitution sure didn't do us much good or afford us protection, or that really stupid word, equality. Anyway, it reminds me of a line from some classic literature, most aptly expressed, borrowed by Rufus Rushdoony in his excellent book, Politics of Guilt and Pity. And the line is something like, if there be one spot or blemish found on the disk of the sun, then it must be stricken from the sky.
Yes.
in other words, if that constitution is not perfect for all people at all times, then it must be somehow fundamentally flawed and yanked out at the roots.
Yeah, throw it out.
And that's, of course, a logical non sequitur, and our constitution lying enemies therefore avoid putting it that way. Yes. They almost always deceive with more subtlety. But thankfully, we'll find few, if any, or black fellows who'd be stupid enough to take the, well, I'll cut off my nose despite my faith position, we'll get even with you, Whitey. We'll fix it so we're all slaves to the UN world government, so then we'll get even, right?
Right. You got it, brother.
And,
okay. Well, listen, Roger, very good points. Appreciate you calling in. Hope you'll call back again, okay? All right. Yes, okay, folks, coming up on the end of the program already. My goodness gracious, time flies. It's the Officer Jack McLamb program. We'll be right back after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins.
Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we'll finish up. We have two callers on the line. Let's go to Randall in Tennessee, then Joe in Arkansas. Joe, hang on. Randall, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Officer McLam, for taking my call. I'll be as brief as possible. I know you don't have much time.
Don't
you have the things have been termed as disease. It shouldn't be termed as disease.
That's right.
Alcoholism is not a disease. It
That's
is a
right.
form of drug addiction. The Bible teaches, for instance, that that no drunkard shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, according to Paul's writings. And, of course, Proverbs says also that wine is a mocker, and whosoever partaketh thereof is not wise.
Yes.
This is said in Scripture. And,
yes, it is.
The euthanasia problem of which the Nazis did in World War II. Well, I think it's a second step over from abortion. They started murdering unborn children. We've accepted it as being okay, at least the masses have.
Yes.
Moral thinkers don't think of it that way. But, of course, you know, there always has to be something else, and I think euthanasia is the next step. So that's all I need to say. I know you need to move on.
Thank you, Randall.
Sure
Appreciate
enough.
You. Good comments there. All right. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you, Officer McClellan. I wanted to give you my opinion on why you say that Hollywood is favoring the Catholics now rather than the Protestants.
Well, I'm just looking at the television and movies, and I see these things, and I don't know why. Do you know why, Joe?
Well, personally, I think it's probably pretty obvious, and that's for two reasons. Number one, the Catholic Church is much more of a top-down organization where the Pope is the head of it, and he controls the thinking and the direction of the entire organization, you know, from one man.
Yeah.
Whereas the Protestants are split up more into a whole lot of sects, you know, each one more independent. And so it's much more easier to control a whole lot of people if they're all Catholics rather than if they're all Protestants, because all the Catholics are supposed to ultimately take their direction from the Pope, from one man.
Very interesting,
and
Joe.
The second
Very
reason,
interesting, yeah.
And I think the second reason is that the Protestants also encourage more independence of thought. You know, the Protestants have more this attitude that you should get your direction and your guidance from your own reading of the Bible, from your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and so on like that.
Yeah.
And you should put your faith in them rather than in any human authority. Whereas the Catholics have much more this attitude that you should get your guidance and direction from the authorities of our church.
Very good point.
And now I say
you make a lot of sense.
Now I'm not a Catholic or a Protestant, so I'm trying to just be an objective observer of this. I do see the differences in those two forms of Christianity. I'm not trying to propagandize for either one.
Well, Joe, that makes sense, and I never thought of that before, and you're absolutely right. Like the Jews, for example, will go by the rabbis and what they tell you and not by the Bible. They've actually turned against the Torah. And gone to the Talmud and the Kabbalah, and the Catholics go by what the Pope says.
Yes.
And that's a good point, a very good point. I never thought of that before, but it is true. It's easy to control from the top down if you don't tell people, hey, just go to the Holy Scriptures, read it, and let the Lord talk to you. Right, Joe?
That's right. That's right. You got it.
Hey, good point, brother. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Have a good night. Okay, folks. Well, that was interesting from Rita, Randall, and Joe, and Roger. Okay. Well, folks, it's all over again. And I was going to say all over but the shooting, but I don't want to talk about such things right now. We'll be back tomorrow night, God willing. Hope you will be, too. Lord bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop really does love you, America. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.